I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. I've never had surgery, knock on wood. Let's face it, though, the idea of being unconscious and going under the knife is scary for everyone. Would you feel better, though, if your surgeon's every move were recorded? That's what a doctor in Canada wants, operating rooms equipped with something like those black boxes on planes. They'd record both audio and video of a surgery. Then the surgical team would review the tapes the same way sports teams do. Teodor Gruncharov is a surgeon behind the project. He's a minimally invasive surgeon at St. Michael's Hospital and professor at the University of Toronto. Dr. Gruncharov, why do you think surgeries should be recorded?
Well, surgery is a high-risk, high-performance industry. Whenever we perform something at such a high level, there is obviously a lot of pressure to be as safe as possible. And we know what the black box did for the aviation industry. It helped investigators analyze performance, analyze the chain of events that led to adverse outcomes, and helps prevent them in the future. So we wanted to adopt this approach in surgery.
Right. So you could also use it to test students, I gather, for aptitude as surgeons?
We can test students. We can not only test them, but use the findings during these tests to provide them constructive and objective feedback and help them overcome their learning curves much faster.
Do you think this could actually maybe weed out people who should not be surgeons?
Yeah, this is one of the initiatives our team is currently working on. We're trying to develop a curricula that will allow us to identify people with exceptional abilities very early in their training, preferably while they're students, and give them this feedback. And those who have exceptional abilities would love to obviously recruit them to a surgical career. And those whose technical abilities are not to the level we expect them to, provide them feedback and direct them to other areas where they can use their talents.
With this black box scenario, you're going to be recording audio, recording video. That's a lot of data. Are there any privacy issues that you're concerned about here?
Absolutely. We are very much concerned about the privacy of our patients and also the privacy of the people in the room. Everybody who is in the room needs to consent, including the patients and the surgical teams. And also, as soon as we analyze the data, we de-identify it and anonymize it, and we prevent it from being used for other initiatives that are not intended within our current project.
Well, one thing that strikes me is malpractice. Will this become a tool for lawyers?
I think it's important to underline that at this point, this is a tool to improve performance, improve safety, and reduce costs. We hope that this concept is used for constructive rather than destructive purposes.
Right, but isn't part of quality control, honestly, punishing those who really screw up and make someone's life miserable after surgery? I mean, and now you have evidence to prove it.
We have to think of what benefits not one single patient, but what benefits the society and patient safety in general. And I think at this point, we want our surgeons and surgical teams to feel comfortable using this technology. We want them to be open and transparent about their performance. And I think any initiative that brings improvement of quality should be protected.
You've had surgeries that you've been involved in recorded like this. So how's it affected your own performance, doctor?
It showed me that even though I've been practicing for more than a decade and I felt that I had overcome the learning curve and I was perfect, it showed me that there are many areas or many details that could be done better. So I feel that this technology helped me identify my own weaknesses. It helped me figure out ways how to deal with these weaknesses and ultimately made me a better surgeon and a better teacher.
So how do you think this is actually going to change the numbers of people who either die on the operating table or have really bad outcomes?
It will help us understand and accept that we're not, and our patients to accept that their surgeons are not perfect, that their surgeons may make a mistake. What's not acceptable is not to learn from these mistakes and not to develop a system that prevents mistakes from happening again and again.
Dr. Teodor Gruncharov, thanks very much for speaking with us. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.